You have larger diamonds, antique and estate jewelry, or high-grade watches worth more than scrap. Isn't it worth your time to find out its true resale value? Don't sell your good jewelry for scrap. For a professional bid on selling your valuable jewelry, visit T. Brian Hill at usedjewelrybuyer.com, located on Main Street in St. Charles. Now offering professional written appraisals on your fine jewelry.
Is your car's air conditioning blowing hot air? Bring back the cold in under 10 minutes with Do-It-Yourself AC Pro. Go to acprocold.com for the store nearest you.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep.
Where should I direct my feet?
Just direct your feet.
Yeah, where?
To the sunny side of the street.
Oh, sunny side of the street.
Can't you hear a pitter-patter?
Back up to 90 today.
And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet.
It's just kind of music to mellow people out here on a Monday. Because Monday's kind of a crappy day at work for most people. They're coming home.
Not me.
Some of them coming home. Well, not us. We're in radio. There's never a bad day.
I'm not afraid.
With an exception.
This rover.
By the powers vested in me, by the Federal Communications Commission, I command you to get on the microphone in a serious manner and continue this broadcast.
All right. Well, we have to. That was the FCC.
Yeah.
So we have to do what they say.
FCC?
Yes. We have to continue the broadcast. That was live interruption, an emergency interruption from the FCC, demanding that we continue this broadcast. I was just going to say, let's just take the afternoon off and go blank, silent. Now we can't do it.
Not anymore.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. It's July now. All right. July 1st. I have the rundown of the performers who will be at the Fair St. Louis, or whatever it's called, this weekend. And out of the entire list, I only recognized one group. That's how old and unhip I am. One group out of, like, 12. Never heard of the others. Got a lot to do, huh? Well, I've got the list. I was going to do it later.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to do it now. If I do it now, then we'll run out of all our material.
That was just a teaser.
Yeah, it was a thank you. That was a teaser. That's what it's called, teaser. Yeah, it was a teaser.
That's pretty good.
Someday you'll get the business the way Peon and I.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I will.
And I got to hear a little bit of Paul Harris Friday. And I have to tell you, I'm not kidding when I say this. It's a better show when I'm not on it. I'm not kidding. You guys are actually better.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, you should agree, because it's true. It's true. If they're really smart, when I slide out, they'll slide him in, and you guys can stay if you want, but they're not smart enough to do that. I have a bunch of stuff to talk about today. That's always the case with Monday. And I loved what Paul said about these gay pride parades. And sure enough, I go. Did you go and look at any of the STL Today pictures of the game?
No. Yes. Well, yeah. I mean, I saw that, and then Channel 5 has a Facebook page, of course, like all stations do. And, of course, the picture that they chose was of, I don't know, somebody in a Speedo or something, a leather Speedo.
It's always the way. It's always the way. And then did you see the thing that Channel 4 put up on the screen? And a listener, a really alert listener, shot me the TV. He must have DVR'd it, and then he froze the frame, and he sent it to me. And it was people marching, and plain as day on the TV screen on Channel 4. And I'll try to do this. I'm trying to think of a way to do this. You know the campaign Got Milk? And it's the words and a question mark? Did you see this?
No.
There's a guy with a black T-shirt on marching down the street, and just as plain as can be, in white letters, it says "got," and then the rooster word.
Oh! Wow!
Yeah. Got rooster. Only it's the the COC word. And I just thought, you've got to be kidding me.
How can that be?
I sent an email to Channel 4. And I just said, you got to be kidding me. I did get a response from Sean McLaughlin, who's the news director or whatever. And he said it was an oversight. The editor didn't catch it.
Oh.
How do you not catch that?
Yeah.
No kidding. It wasn't blurred. It wasn't, way back in the background. There it was.
What I said on Friday. I don't know why the majority of the gay community who is not amped up to 10, not upset about being portrayed that way in the, you know.
But you never hear them speak out.
No.
You never see an interview with a gay man or woman that goes, this is, I'm outraged. I'm sick and tired.
This is not the majority
of us.
Of us all
being portrayed as drag queens. One of the pictures on the Post-Dispatch website was a bunch of drag queens in a group marching down the street. I don't get it either. So Paul's commentary was good. And you guys were really good. I'm telling you, I listened to like 20 minutes Friday. And I thought, how come they're not that good when I'm on the air? And maybe it's my fault. Maybe I don't give you a chance. So I'm opening up from now on. I'm stepping aside. You just charge in whenever you want to. In other words, I'm cutting even 40 down to less work. And by the way, you've got a calculator? You guys got a calculator?
Yeah.
You probably have one on your phone. Have you taken a look at how many hours we're going to be on the air this a holiday week celebrating the birth of our own nation?
Yes. Ridiculous. What?
Yeah. 9 hours.
What?
We're on, no, I'm not kidding. We're on today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Total it up.
Our forefathers are rolling over in their graves right now.
They absolutely are. Ben Franklin is trying to break
how
out of the old wooden box and say,
do that to
let
people.
Me put an end to this.
We're going to be so worn out, we're not going to be able to celebrate the birth of our country.
It's disrespectful to the country.
I'll have to sleep for 4 days to recover, and then, sure enough, the vacation's over.
Yeah.
I have a lot of stuff, but I now yield to the two gentlemen, from one from Shrewsbury and one, Dan, I don't ever know where you're living.
I have no idea where I am anymore.
Parts unknown. That was always the great wrestlers.
I yield to the nomad and to the man from Shrewsbury. Do we have any Burke segment?
I do.
All right, let's go to the nomad, Dan Strauss. What do you have?
Thank you so much, Frank. This goes out to Ashley Furniture. It's a guy that works there. His name's Anthony Leakes, and this guy is a repairman.
Thank goodness his parents did not name him Dick.
Richard.
Yeah, no kidding. Richard Leakes. Anthony Leakes. This guy, actually, when you say personal customer service is kind of dying off, not with Anthony, because we bought, there's a bunch of furniture in the living room that is from Ashley. The entire living room is Ashley Furniture, and it's a couch, a sofa, one of those sofa recliners. But the recliners are electric. It's one of those deals where you push a button and it goes
vibrating.
Kind of like in those nice movie theaters. Man.
What movie theater has a vibrating seat?
No, not vibrating.
No, electric.
No, electric.
Out in the valley, the movie theater, if you go in the 5-star suite, they have electric.
What does that mean, electric? The footrest is electric?
Well, yeah, you hit either, it's like a up and down.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's in my neck of the woods.
Yeah.
You push a button, and then you...
I gotta go to that.
And then it just
reclines. They have heat on it, too.
Or reclines, or just goes back down. And we had a problem with one of the motors on one of the recliners on the sofa. So we called them, and Anthony came out, and he checked it out. And said, I'm going to order two motors, because if we're going to replace one motor, we might as well do the other motor to make sure that they match and everything. Yeah. And he replaced the entire mechanism, the whole reclining mechanism as well. So he had to order it. And then it came to the house. And then he came out and spent, I would say, 3 or 4 hours fixing the... he had the entire sofa completely apart and then put it back together again. But the guy went beyond what I think you would ask of anyone else, because there were some other issues that arose, and he took care of all of that stuff.
You think that could be part of the reason why 2 weeks ago Ashley was named the number one furniture store name in the country?
Oh, I'm sure.
Things like that.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. And we had talked about how his he moved from Houston. He was in Houston working for Ashley, and he moved back here to be with his sister, who has breast cancer. So she's going through chemo and all this other stuff. So she he's been helping her out, and then he's been doing his full-time job at Ashley, and he travels St. Louis, Lake of the Ozarks, Columbia, as far as Kansas City.
Yeah, that would be the good thing about working with a good company that has stores everywhere. If you had a situation like that, they could just move you to another city, because you're valuable to them, and you're going to be valuable to them somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? Like if you work at a radio station and your sister in Seattle is sick, you know, too bad. That's what they'd say. Hope you're not going to be taking time off.
Yeah.
You know. So good for him.
Yeah.
What's his name? Andrew?
Anthony Leakes.
Anthony Leakes. Good for you, Anthony.
He's a great guy, and he loves tennis. We were talking tennis, and I had Wimbledon on this weekend, too, and we were...
Does he play?
He does play, he
said. I might have to take him out and let him beat me.
He said he plays, yeah.
Of course, I wouldn't be letting him beat me. He'd just beat me.
Well, he's also, he said he's a runner, and he's pretty thin, and he can. He said speed is his big thing.
Well, like
the,
twins.
On the court. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait. Wait, he's thin. That's right. Anything else?
No, that was it.
All right. Peon?
Yeah, just one quick thing. We went to the symphony on Friday night.
I heard you talking to Paul about it.
Yes, the Beatles show was fantastic. And I wanted to mention to you, because you were not here on Friday, there's an Elvis show coming up later in the fall. And I think you would thoroughly enjoy that. It doesn't say who's going to portray Elvis. Okay. Or if maybe they'll have, I don't know if it's going to be like a screen where Elvis and then the orchestra plays alongside it. But yeah. I was just thinking of you when I saw that show coming up. So
well, I hope what they don't do is turn Elvis songs into symphony pieces. You ever hear when they do that? They'll take a popular rock song.
Oh,
and
no.
They make it almost sound like classical music.
No, that's not what they do, because last summer we saw Led Zeppelin and the same Beatles show last year, and we watched the Beatles show again this year. No, I mean, essentially the songs sound almost like, on the record. But
when
is
the Elvis thing coming?
I'll have to look it up real quick. I think maybe November, but yeah.
That would be good.
Yeah. And but I have to say, the Paul last year was no compare. I mean, the Paul last year was way better than the Paul this year. Sorry,
you know,
to the
all
guy
those Beatles groups. They almost always have one guy where you go, what? What?
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know if it was just
the other three. Wow, way to go! But how'd that guy get in there?
The Lennon guy was the same, and I think the Lennon guy. I think his name is Jim Owens. I think he's the one that started this classical mystery tour, and he's spot on as Lennon.
By the
he
way,
looks
Paul
like him.
Is the key
sounds
player.
Like well, yeah, Lennon and McCartney. I mean, those are the two biggest parts of
yeah,
the Beatles.
You can kind of fudge on George a little bit,
right?
But you got to have Paul dead on.
And this left-handed. Guy was
good. He left-handed? Was Paul left-handed?
He did play left-handed bass. Okay. That was good, but. And I'm this guy was okay, but I think the guy last year was just so much better that it kind of was a letdown. But it still was a great show. And,
I saw 1964 right below us at Westport Playhouse.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something. It was fantastic, and that's a small venue.
Yeah.
But all four of those guys, I thought, you actually forgot you weren't at a Beatles concert.
Yeah.
Now, did these guys at the symphony, did they have on stage the same equipment and amps and guitars the Beatles played, or did they not, was that not a relevant part of this
show?
Oh,
yeah, the four guys that play the Beatles, they have all their amps and different guitars out there and everything. There's a huge piano out there that Lennon and McCartney guys sit during the show. And
well, that was good.
Yeah, and then they also have that other, I can't remember the name of that organ on top of it, but it's a... the organ sound that let me tell you, Strawberry Fields. It's a different kind of sound. It's not a piano.
I can hear it. Yeah,
but
I hear it
yeah. So it was great. It was a good show. But they always do a good show though. The symphony. It's hard to beat one of the best symphonies in the country.
Now that place, I love that place.
Yeah.
The only time I wouldn't want to be there is I could never really sit through. The real classical purist stuff. Today we're going to be performing the ninth movement of Beethoven. I'm not sophisticated.
You want to hear, especially if you're going to hear classical music, you know, ones that you would be able to, I recognize that song.
The first time I ever went to Powell Hall, I was in my 20s, and I saw, it was a benefit for Children's Hospital, and it was Bob Hope and Jack Buck. Jack Buck was the MC, and Bob Hope was the headliner.
Wow.
You talk about a great show.
I bet.
And I'll never forget how I walked away thinking, Jack Buck is funnier than Bob Hope.
Oh, man, he was.
Oh, Jack Buck was the
best at MC.
Yeah.
And there's a show coming up in September. We are definitely going to have to go to that. It's an evening with Martin Short.
Oh,
At the Lindenwood Theater. I think it's the
really?
J. Scheidinger Center.
No. Scheidinger. Name for Jerry Scheidinger. I actually know Jerry Scheidinger.
Really?
Name dropping. I'm just name dropping.
Yeah. But I cannot. I mean, because he is one of my, all-time
favorites. That will be a great
Yes.
I'm telling you, man, my second son, when he was a kid, that Ed Grimley character.
Oh, I was obsessed with Ed Grimley, too.
I must say. Yeah. I must say. Pat Sajak, I must say.
Oh, I bet.
My son used to spike his hair up in a point and try to
hike
like,
your pants up. Yeah.
Under his arms, one like my, Ed Grimley.
One of my favorite movies, and I know Peons, too, is Clifford.
Oh, my goodness. Top five of all time.
Here, I'll give you another one if you like Martin Short. The one where he lives in a guy's house. It's not his house. What the heck's the name of it? He just sort of crashes this house because the guy's away on vacation and pretends to be this guy. What the heck? House sitter or
Oh, that's really? Sinbad.
No. Sinbad is house.
Are you thinking of the one with
Sinbad? That's house guest. That's house guest.
Are you thinking of the one with Dana Carvey? Maybe.
You know what? You're right. You're right. And I used to do that a lot. I confused Dana Carvey and Martin Short.
Yeah, they're kind of similar.
You're right. But, it is Dana Carvey.
Yeah, but Clifford, all-time top five.
I've never seen it.
I know. And you mentioned that movie to a lot of people.
Is it about a dog?
No. It's about Martin Short plays...
A little boy.
An 8 or 9-year-old boy.
You know what? I'm going to get this.
Who is obsessed with dinosaurs.
Dinosaur land.
And there's a theme park, Dinosaur World, that he's obsessed with. And... Charles Grodin, I know you're not a huge fan of his, but I love Charles Grodin. He plays his uncle, and Mary Steenburgen's in it.
I'll watch
it. Oh, my goodness. It'll be interesting to see what you think.
One of my favorite lines in it, and you watched the movie, and one of my favorite lines when Charles Grodin looks at him and goes, "God almighty, boy!" Oh, man, it is hysterical.
It actually sounds funny, even not having it in context.
Oh, yeah.
Is that it?
Yes.
I have a traffic bulletin.
We have to do things the right way. We have to close the Burke segment first. Burke segment is officially closed. Dan, you've been here long enough to know we do things right here. Okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And I noticed Dan's not even in the room. I know where he is. He's down in the KTRS traffic center. Dan, what's going on down there?
Northbound 55 apparently right now is closed. We'll get more from Tim Weiland here in a few minutes. But they are exiting people at 4500 South Broadway. Multiple cars involved in an accident. So Northbound 55...
Okay.
They're exiting cars there at 4500 South Broadway.
Northbound 55. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they sound like they're on it, the staff.
Yeah, they are.
You come on back up now.
All right.
I'm going to do a little business, take a little break. We'll come back, take some calls. I actually have, and every once in a while, I come up with something I think is pretty not brilliant, but a great idea. And I have what I think would be a tremendous idea for the defense team for George Zimmerman, that big trial that's going on. And I thought of this yesterday, and I thought, if they don't do this, then I should have been an attorney or an advisor to them. You ever, every once in a while in your life, think, I could have been a whatever? And with me, it's either detective or lawyer. The problem is, I'm not willing to do all the work to get to that point. Like, I don't want to go to law school, read a bunch of books. I just want to be a lawyer.
Yeah.
I just
want to
go, okay, I'm a lawyer.
That, yeah.
And detective, same way. I just want to be that guy with a white shirt and a gold belt. Oh, I'm sorry, detectives wear suits. And I just want to be the guy that comes in, and everybody else is taking pictures, and then you walk up. You pull up in your car with the one single light on it and get out in your suit and go, what do we have here? And then they tell you, well, looks like a victim was about 35 years old. And then you solve everything. I want to be that guy. Sometimes I think I could be that guy. But I actually know better. The bit of business we have to do, because it's 90 degrees and it's summer, is to remind you that if you stop in the First Community Credit Union, you can have a popsicle. Free. Free popsicle. Popsicles for everybody. They have them at all locations. And you say, well, they must have replaced the popcorn. No, popcorn's still there. You can have fresh popcorn. You have popsicles. And then if your reaction to that is, well, what kind of banking institution or institute does, what kind of bank is this? It's a great place to bank, and it's not a bank. It's a credit union, First Community Credit Union, and it is a fantastic place to bank, not just because they give you popsicles through Labor Day or popcorn all year round at any location, but because of the service and the rates and the stability and the security. It's just flat out a great place to bank. That's where I do all my banking. Peon does. Dan does. Paul Warner, host of the Yard Sale. Been banking there for like 28 years. So he's like almost a charter member. First Community Credit Union. Don't confuse it with any other bank or credit union. It's the largest credit union in the entire St. Louis area. And every year, they just grow bigger and bigger and bigger. Because more and more people every day find out that there is a better place to bank. Look, wherever you bank, It's not going to ever be the most important thing in your life, unless you're a business and you need to borrow $10 million and expanding or adding a new warehouse changes your life. With that exception, a bank, for most people, or a place to do banking, like First Community Credit Union, it's just that. It's a place where you got some money or a loan, and you get checks or debit cards or credit cards, you go online. I think you'll notice a difference. A lot of people do. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
All right. Already some issues on the highways on northbound 55. Here's Tim Weiland to fill you in. Tim?
Yeah, it's just out of camera range, but I do see it is closed down. Northbound 55 near Gasconade, south of Gasconade, you've got the highway completely shut down. Pretty good backup behind that. Also, southbound drivers are slowing down to take a look. So you've got slow traffic, it looks like, from about Potomac on down through Gasconade. Then we've just got normal volume that's starting to build on southbound 270. Still looks kind of decent. In fact, pretty good going from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 64, you're a little heavy as you approach the Boone Bridge. And on westbound 70, you're slow from the Earth City Expressway to the Blanchette Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Sonic. Sonic Summer Pretzel Dog is a delicious twist on a summer classic. They took a premium beef hot dog and put in a soft pretzel bun. Top yours with melty cheese sauce and bacon or yellow mustard. Try one, dog. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
During the 4th of July holiday, most of us get to enjoy backyard barbecues, pool parties, family gatherings, and fireworks.
Things we take for granted because of the men and women who make our freedom possible.
Our United States military.
Take this time to acknowledge all members of our armed forces and thank them.
Because their unwavering strength and determination allow all of us to live the American way.
We want you to join all of us at KTRS in saying thank you.
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 And happy birthday, America.
Tom Calhoun again for my friend, the Bellow Man. Have you been looking all over for a skilled, reliable plumber? Occasionally, you're going to need one. And whatever plumbing problem you might have, Bellow Sales and Service in Belleville can solve it for you. They have honest, neat, courteous plumbers committed to doing their best. If you're looking to update your kitchen or bathroom fixtures, they can help there too. Or if your toilet requires more than one flush, hey, guess what? They have toilets that work the first time, every time. They also offer a whole house plumbing maintenance program to ensure your plumbing is working properly all year round. Call my friend the Bellow Man anytime, day or night, with your plumbing problems. If comfort is your plan, call 618-BELLOWMAN or visit them online at bellowman.com. Click on the discounts link, too, for savings on your next repair or service call.
For heating, cooling, plumbing woes, Bellow Man's the one who knows. If you find trouble in a fix, call 235-6626. That's B-E-L-O-M-A.
You can't beat G&W Meat. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company, a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. G&W has partnered with Urban Chestnut Brewery to make a beer brat with their Zwickel Lager. It is now available at your local Schnucks Market. G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company has been serving St. Louis for over 48 years. They make over 30 varieties of sausage on site in South City. Stop by the full-service meat market for old-fashioned service and a free Bavarian beverage while you shop. You can also find G&W sausage throughout St. Louis at supermarkets, meat shops, convenience stores, restaurants, pubs, and tourist attractions. Ask for your G&W while out and about or visit the shop Tuesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue, just off Kings Highway, one block south of Filer, or shop online at gwsausage.com. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company. You can't beat G&W Meat.
Jim is 38. Mortgage, married, three great kids. He wants to protect his family with a $500,000 term life insurance policy. What do you think it will cost him? $100 a month? $60? $40? Actually, none of the above. Jim is in excellent health and can get a 10-year $500,000 policy through SelectQuote for under $19 a month. Jim's wife, Deidre, 36, and also in great health, can get a 10-year $500,000 policy for under $16 a month. See how much you can save.
For a free quote, call 1-800-900-2029. That's 1-800-900-2029. 1-800-900-2029. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you want effective relief for your joint discomfort, why would you settle for anything less than the number one selling joint supplement at GNC? That's why you owe it to yourself to try number one selling Instaflex, especially since you can get a complimentary 2-week Instaflex sample just by calling now, 1-800-600-0129. Instaflex is number one at GNC because it's our most powerful joint relief formula ever. And right now, we'll let you experience the Instaflex advantage by rushing a complimentary 2-week sample straight to your door. And all you have to do is make a quick, free phone call. Don't miss this special opportunity to experience how Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Guarantee your complimentary 2-week sample by calling now. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and Vitamin Shoppe, but you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-600-0129. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample, 1-800-600-0129. Again, that's 1-800-600-0129.
It's everyone's favorite meat game.
Chop Swap!
Ken picked grill number one and got ribeye steak.
Ken, you can keep the steak.
Or
swap it
for the ribeye pork chop.
Swap it.
Pork is less expensive.
I'll swap it. Nicely done, Ken. You've won delicious pork and great value on
Chop Swap.
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
Come on, get out of the way.
Tired of wasting time in rush hour traffic every night? Just relax. And build up your target shooting skills. Head to Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton for happy hour weekday nights from 4 to 6 p.m. Rental guns are free and 20% off ammunition to use on the range. So stop by, unwind, and practice the zen of target shooting.
Honey, you seem so relaxed.
I went to happy hour at Metro Shooting Supplies.
Limited time only. See range for details.
BuyLearnShoot.com.
A couple minutes ago, we played something on the air that I've never heard till just now, and I'm going to ask Peon to play it again. Go ahead, Peon.
During the 4th of July holiday, most of us get to enjoy backyard barbecues, pool parties, family gatherings, and fireworks.
Things we take for granted because of the men and women who make our freedom possible.
Our United States military, take this time to acknowledge all members of our armed forces and thank them.
Because their unwavering strength and determination allow all of us to live the American way.
We want you to join all of us at KTRS in saying thank you.
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 And happy birthday, America.
Now, to anybody who is a hardcore listener, and I don't know how many people that would be, listen to the station a lot. I'm sure that, I don't know if it's one people or 10 people or 20 people, but somebody out there might say, wow, I heard a lot of voices thanking the military. I didn't hear Frank, and I didn't hear Dan, and I didn't hear Peon. Well, the reason you didn't is because we were never asked to participate in that. We didn't know anything about it, and quite frankly, that bothers me a little bit. I would hate to think that anybody out there thinks that we refuse to be part of that, or that we don't also honor and pay tribute to them. But we were not included, and we were not asked. And there you go. So, you know, I wouldn't blame somebody who dropped me an email and said, hey, I heard all the people from the station on there paying tribute, but not you guys. We didn't know a thing about it. Didn't even know it was being produced.
Nope.
So there you go. Allow me to do one bit of business, and then we're going to get to a lot of stuff here today. And that's an email I want to share with you from a listener named Tyler. And it says, unfortunately, I don't get to listen like I used to because I have a new job. Well, first of all, let me stop right there and go, Tyler, quit this job, whatever it is.
Yeah, really?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, but on an up note, our minivan had been backed into... And the first thought that I thought of was, I got to go to Schaefer. He says, I tell you, this is the best experience, he says, I have ever had at a body shop. They took care of everything from getting us a decent-sized rental for our three kids and all the insurance paperwork taken care of. All it took was a couple of phone calls, and it was done. We went to the O'Fallon location. The staff was very friendly, even gave my wife and kids drinks while we waited for the estimate. The work was phenomenal. He says, and you're not kidding when you say that you cannot tell where the repair was, where it started and where it ended. As a mechanic myself, I'm pretty picky when it comes to how paint work comes out. I couldn't find a single flaw or blemish. I've had work done at other shops, and I've always had to go back at least once to have paint flaws repaired. They detail the outside and inside of the van. It looks better than the day we bought it. Thank you, Frank, for advertising for Schaefer. Seems to be a great company. I will be referring Schaefer to anybody else that needs body work. Tyler, wow, you just did my work for me. You did my commercial for me. Thank you, Tyler. I appreciate the email. I always love feedback on advertisers. There you go. There's nothing more for me to say. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer Auto Body Centers. There are 7 locations. All right, now, a couple of things. Here's my, and you guys be honest and tell me, but you're not lawyers, and if a lawyer wants to call and tell me why this couldn't be done, that would be fine. I'm following this Trayvon Martin thing pretty closely. I'm very interested in this case. And you know that there's a recording, a 911 call that they've been playing where the woman is calling in saying there's some kind of scuffle, and you hear help in the background. You familiar with that clip?
Yes, yeah.
And here's what's interesting. When somebody is in distress, when you're in fear for your life, your scream or your yell is going to be something nobody's ever heard before.
Yeah.
It's a whole different level that your voice gets to. Trayvon Martin's dad, early on in this case, when it was played for him, said he actually thought it was George Zimmerman's voice and not his son's.
Yelling help?
Yes.
Oh.
So this is the kind of, this is what makes this trial so interesting, the back and forth, and but the defense struck a home run, the prosecution struck a home run. When Martin's own dad said he didn't think that was his son, it probably was Zimmerman. I'm sure he regrets that now that he said it, but it's on record, he said it. Of course, his mom, Trayvon Martin's mom, that's my son. That's my son. Of course, George Zimmerman's dad says that's my son yelling for help. Now, the experts have agreed that there's no scientific way over a phone from a distance when somebody is yelling and hitting a register that no one probably has ever heard them hit before because they've never been in the situation before. You can't identify whose voice that is. But the prosecution, obviously, is going to try to prove that it was Trayvon Martin. They may even bring his mom onto the stand, have her say, that's my son yelling for help. Well, I got to tell you something. Here's my idea. The first thing I'd do as defense attorney, I'd say, Mrs. Martin, or whatever her name is, have you ever been in the presence of your son when he was in fear of losing his life? And the answer's going to be no. Then you've never heard him yell help in that situation. The answer's going to be no. Now, here's the other thing I thought of. What if the defense team played, they say there's only 3 seconds of the help, that you can isolate at a distance over a phone, and there's no way to really analyze it. So what if you just took 3 seconds of help, over a telephone from a distance, and you played it for Trayvon Martin's mother, but you played 5 of them, and said, we're going to play you recording number 1, do you recognize this voice? And make one of them George Zimmerman. Take George Zimmerman out. Let him yell and scream as high as he can. Help. Record it over a phone. And you know where I'm headed with this?
Yeah.
Because what it would prove is, I'll bet you that she couldn't tell you which one was the help cut out of the 911 call. Or which one she thought was her son's. To me, that's just man, how could you not do that? But I haven't seen that happen yet, and I don't know that I will. But if you record random people, one of the defense lawyer's secretaries, just have you yell help, have a couple of guys, make it all guys, just say, boy, just imagine you're in the worst, most frightening situation you've ever been in, help, and do it over a phone, play it, and once she says, I think that third one was my son, no matter whether she picks the right one or not, what it would prove is that you don't really know. Nobody knows.
Yeah,
either
the phone,
one of those guys sounds
fidelity,
like, yeah,
I
screaming
mean,
for help.
But isn't from watching a lot of these trials on TV like that, both sides have to agree to do something like that.
You know, I don't know how that works. Well, they certainly wouldn't both agree,
yeah.
But the prosecutor's not going to allow that. But my question is why not? Why not? Because it would prove a point. The point being, Well, first of all, I don't know how the jury can come to any conclusion either way. You've got one parent saying it's my kid, and another parent saying it's my kid, and one parent at one time saying it's not my kid. I mean, how does the jury even... I would throw all that out, just all of it out.
But I think they would have to argue. The one that wanted to do it would have to go in front of the judge. The jury leaves the room. Everybody leaves the courtroom. And then whoever wants to do it, they argue their point to the judge, and then the other side... argues their point,
and maybe
then,
maybe you've just come up with a reason why they can't do this.
And then the judge makes a decision.
Well, I were a judge, I'd go, you know what? That's an excellent idea, because it would once and for all show that she has no idea whether or not that was her son yelling for help. Now, here's one other thing I want to mention. There's a situation where the ATF in 22 states has been conducting what they call drug house operations. And here's how this works. It's a sting operation. And I like stings. I'm a big fan of stings. So here's what they do. The ATF, and it takes a long time for this process to play out, because it involves making through an undercover cop contact with street drug people who introduce you to other people, and sometimes it takes months and months and months, and you establish yourself in the drug community when you're really an undercover cop. And what they do is the undercover cop poses as a, let's say, security guard or a courier for a big drug dealer, and he is really ticked off and he's mad and he wants revenge. So he manages to get street people to connect him with people who connect him with people, and essentially what they do is they get these thugs and they make them an offer, and the guy essentially, let's say I'm a security guard at a place where there are a lot of big cocaine drops, and I go, these people have screwed me over, they haven't paid me, I'm done with them, I'm going to do to them what they've been doing to me, and here's the deal: I will tell you when the next big shipment comes in, I know exactly how many guards are there, three guards, and they're armed. If you can put a team together, you and your other thug buddies, you don't say it that way because you're an undercover cop, you talk their language, you go in there and you take that entire shipment of cocaine before any of the other, I know exactly when the first delivery is made, take it all. And if you have to take out the guards, take them out. If you have to kill them, kill them. If you can tie them up, but get the drug. And it's hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of cocaine. And in 22 states, they have arrested so many people who went for it and said, yeah, I'm in. I'll do it. And then when they show up, when they show up at the site, at the house that's supposed to have all the drugs, guess who they're met by? The ATF. And they are ready to do battle. They're ready to go in, seize the drugs, and in every case, I read several of these cases, these people have said, well, in street language that I can't repeat, we'll kill the MFers if we have to. That's a lot of coke.
Man.
And they arrest them. Now, here's the problem. Some do-gooders in the system have said this is entrapment. How is it entrapment if you say to a guy, I know how you can get some cocaine, here's where it is, and you may very well have to kill people to get it, and he goes, I'm in, man. And the guy shows up, armed to the teeth with his buddies, ready to do it. How is that, and if it is entrapment, so what? You know for a fact. Here's what I'll give you another example. You remember that guy on NBC, Chris, whatever his name was, who
Chris Hansen.
Chris Hansen.
Yeah.
Now, there were people that would say, that's entrapment. Let me tell you something. If I say to a guy, if you'll meet me at 6 o'clock at this motel room, I'll have a 12-year-old girl there, and you can have all the sex you want with her. If that guy shows up, I don't care what you call it, entrapment or whatever, he's a scumbag. This is a guy who was with, and the people defending this process of the ATF are saying, wait a minute, the intention is clear. This is like attempted murder. You didn't really murder the person, but you tried to murder him.
Yeah.
That's what this is like. I just can't believe that there are people who are trying to say, oh, no, you got to stop this. You got to stop doing this because, you know, and I heard one judge or somebody said, well, you're taking people on the low end of the socioeconomic ladder and you're tempting them with hundreds of thousands of dollars. Of course they're going to yield to that temptation. No, not a decent human being is not going to yield to it and not going to say, yeah, we'll kill them if we have to get the money. I don't get it. I don't get entrapment.
I don't understand that at all.
I don't know that I understand what entrapment is. If entrapment is nothing more than saying to somebody, hey, I've got an opportunity for you to do something really wrong. You want to do it? And they go, yeah. And then they show up to do it.
Then why have undercover cops?
Exactly. Isn't that in itself entrapment?
Yeah.
Anything
using informants,
how about the undercover cops? Just like anytime somebody wants to hire somebody to kill somebody, it seems like they always, oh crap, he was an undercover cop. Why isn't that entrapment?
I don't know. I had a friend of mine that lived in Detroit, and he was an undercover narcotics cop, and he has stories like you would not believe in Detroit, and that's what he did. He went in and arrested them, but they basically entrapped them, I guess. That's what they're saying.
Hey, man, I'm all for profiling. I'm all for entrapment. If it can help you nab the worst of the worst, child molesters, drug dealers, so what? Just, it's funny to me that it's like you can't do anything anymore. Cops can't do their job. You know, nobody can do anything. I got something else to rant about here a little bit later, too, but we'll get to that. I got to get to a little bit of business here, and that is... that is the business of solar power. Now, I mentioned this before. What's going to happen next year, or in about a year, in the St. Louis area, is what's already happened out west and in the southwest. And that's that some of the incentives have gone away. Some of what made it cheaper and a lot more affordable for people to get solar panels, some of that's gone away. Still a great deal. Still a great deal even out there with some of the incentives gone. But in the St. Louis area, all the incentives are intact. The federal tax break, the rebate from Ameren, it's all there. So much so that when you buy a solar panel from North American Solar and have them put on, out of pocket, you're paying about a fourth of what they really cost. The rest is picked up by other people to encourage the use of solar energy. Now, next year, I think about a fourth of the Ameren rebate is going to go away. And the other thing you need to remember, there are three great benefits to this. One, you're paying a fraction of the cost of the panels because of all the help you get, you know, from the feds and from Ameren to help you pay it off. So you're paying, let's just say, a quarter, roughly, of what you would pay. Secondly, your electric bill is going to be cut at least in half, probably a lot more than that, forever, for as long as those panels are working, and they're good for at least 25 years or so. And then thirdly, your house immediately is worth more money. The average home, and I think everybody can visualize the average home, subdivision house, about 2,100, 2,000 square feet, goes up in value about $40,000. So everything about it is a win. All you have to do is look at the numbers as they pertain to your house or business. And businesses are the ones that really reap benefits. They save a fortune on electricity when commercial businesses convert to solar panels. North American Solar. They'll run numbers for you based on your business or home, where it sits, facing the sun, square footage, blah, blah, blah. You'll see in black and white what it means in savings. North-AmericanSolar.com. You want to call them at 636-349-3300. Or again, North-AmericanSolar.com.
All right, already big problems out there on 55. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, it's really a mess, Dan. It does look like they're letting some cars through on, northbound 55 at Gasconade. But they still have traffic diverting to 4500 South Broadway. Now, it also looks like southbound 55 is jamming up a little south of Graboy through Gasconade as folks slow down to take a look at this accident. We also have problems on the ramp from northbound 55 onto Truman Parkway. There's an accident there. And then again on 170 northbound north of Scudder, you've got an accident. You've got a long backup behind that. This traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. Allstate Motorcycle Insurance not only protects your bike, it protects you. For a free quote, call 888-ALLSTATE. Visit Allstate.com or talk to an Allstate agent today. Are you in good hands? From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-913-5961. 1-888-913-5961. That's 1-888-913-5961. 1-888-913-5961.
Coming up on the next Steve Cochran Show.
Tuesday on a morning quickie, there are a lot of famous people who you will be surprised to find out suffered from OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. We'll talk about some of those. Pretty cool book that's out. Pretty inspirational for anybody that deals with OCD. That's just part of what we're doing on a Tuesday. I think we're going to start at 10. Don't be late.
The Cochran Show, weekday mornings at 10. The Big 550 and KTRS.com.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond Powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond Powder. Relief starts now.
Is your car's air conditioning blowing hot air? Bring back the cold in under 10 minutes with do-it-yourself AC Pro. Go to acprocold.com for the store nearest you.
This is the home of the Missouri Tigers. The Big 550.
Green and green.
KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. As they deal with overwhelming tragedy, the death of all but one of that elite unit caught in the flames on Sunday, firefighters in Arizona remain on the front.